Joshua chapter 3. The children of Israel had just come to the Jordan River. Everything was just about to change for them. Can we have that? There we go. All right. Everything was just about to change for the children of Israel. They had been wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. And now God was going to take them across the Jordan River and into the promised land. And this passage of Scripture in Joshua chapter 3, where God is saying to them, "You have not passed this way before." Listen to the Bible, verse 1. "And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, 'When ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priest of the Levites bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. For there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go. For ye have not passed this way heretofore.'" They were now entering into the promised land. They had had manna, and they had had quail that had been supplied to them by God miraculously. They had seen water in the desert. They had seen their provisions met and taken care of for them. But now everything was about to change, because they were going to pass over into the promised land. You know, similarly, that is what's happening to us as a church family. God has given us property now, and we are on the verge of building that new building come this next year. And for us, God is beginning to bring those similar changes for us. You'll notice in your passage that as the children of Israel were going over into the new land, verse 10 said, Joshua said, "Hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Hivites and the Perizzites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Jebusites." Because you see, as they were passing over into this new territory, they were going to have to battle. They were going to have to. They were going to have to fight. They were going to face some enemies that maybe they had never faced before. And as a church family, we may face some enemies before us. But as God led these 20 years to us, and God led the children of Israel 40 years through the wilderness, He will see us through. He is that faithful one. This God promised the children of Israel in verse 12 and 13, "Now therefore take you 12 men out of the tribes, out of every tribe a man, and it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, that the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon an heap." God was going to roll back the waters of the Jordan River, and the children of Israel, who were now standing on the western side, God was going to open that up, and they were going to walk across on dry ground across that riverbed, as God had done at the Red Sea. Now, 40 years later, God is going to open the Jordan River for them, and the miracle of God is going to usher them in. And I suspect that that's exactly what God is seeking to do at Continental Baptist Church. That in this next phase, because we have not passed this way before, that God has now prepared to do some great and marvelous things in a wonderful way. But the people had responsibilities. Notice verse 7. "And the Lord said unto Joshua, 'This day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, So I will be with you. And thou shalt command the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when ye come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. God was going to give the children of Israel, as they now go into this new territory, this new property, that God was going to give them new responsibilities. And as the people of God, God is going to give us new responsibilities too. He's going to require some things for us as a church family that are going to be necessary. So these now are the instructions, those first four verses that we read, the instructions that God is giving to the children of Israel, because you have not passed this way before. And I think they are very applicable to us as a church family. First of all, God said to the children of Israel, there's no place for laziness in the work of God. Notice in verse 1, Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel. That is, that these were, there was no place for them to be sleeping in. There was no place for them to be lazing around. God was going to open this new territory. He was going to do those miracles of God, but He had expectations for them. And God has expectations for us, church family, that there are responsibilities that God is going to expect out of you now, as we go into this new property and this new building and these new things, some new expectations that God has for us as a church family. Picture, if you will, 4 to 8 million people are congregated there with all of their flocks and all of their herds and all of their animals of that great crowd. 4 million people would be about the size of Phoenix. The children of Israel who are now getting ready to cross over and all of that entourage. And they have moved now 10 miles through the mountains and through the valleys to the Jordan River. And God is now saying to them, you have not passed this way heretofore, but I'm going to show you my hand. And I'm going to open the Jordan River for you. And you're going to walk across on dry ground. God now was saying to them, but I have some expectations for you, that as you go, there's no reason or no way for you to be lazy. You must be diligent about that which I have prepared for you. And Israel went into to the promised land, and they did battle, and they stood firm, and they were faithful unto God. And that same expectation is what God has for us in these days also. Joshua rose early in the morning, and the people removed and they went to that new place. Secondly, there's no place for impatience in the work of God. You'll notice the second portion of verse 1 as it says they came to the Jordan, and it came to pass after 3 days that they passed over. We may get impatient along the way, as the children of Israel did. 40 years they had been waiting. 40 years they had been wandering. 40 years they had waited for this time. And now God said, wait, wait, wait. 3 more days. In my time, then I will open the door and take you over. And we must not get impatient for what God is doing in the coming of this new building process and this that God has for us. We must learn to wait upon the Lord, and He will renew our strength, and we'll mount up with wings as eagles, and God will go before us in a powerful way. He has shown His hand to us as a congregation. He has done mighty and incredible things through His mighty hand that He's not done yet. He is going to continue to do those things. But we must not become impatient because we have not passed this way before. We must learn to wait upon the Lord. The children of Israel lodged there. before they passed over, and it came to pass after 3 days that then the officers went through the host of people to tell them that God is ready now, and He's ready for us to go. When the God is ready for us to move, and He will open that door and say, "Okay, folks, church family, it's your turn now. I've done what I'm going to do. You're going to have to do what you need to do to make this happen." And the children of Israel were ready to move, and they were ready to be going forward for God. Thirdly, there's no place for disunity in the work of God. The children of Israel had to, as they were moving together, follow obediently to what God's plan was. Notice verse 3. Let me get that up here for you. Notice verse 3. It says, "And they commanded the people," that is, the officers commanded the people, saying, "When you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God and the priests of the Levites bearing it, then ye shall move from your place and go after it." And he said, "Yet there shall be a space between you and the covenant, about the Ark of the Covenant, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go, for you've not passed this way heretofore." The children of Israel were organized, this four million people. They were organized into tribes, and the tribes were organized into clans, and the clans were organized into families. And then they were going to move together, not in chaos, but they were going to move together as the army of God. And God was going to then direct them as they crossed that Jordan River, organized together as the army of God, going into the place that God had prepared for them. And may I submit to you that as a church family, that God has brought you here for such a time as this. And that we all have a specific role and a specific plan and a specific direction to be used of God in this plan that God has for us as a church family, just like the children of Israel. But they had to receive their orders. And so God gave them their orders here about how they were supposed to cross that Jordan River, how that it was supposed to be organized, that when they saw the Ark of the Covenant go first, that then the priests and the Levites would bear it, and then they would remove from their place when it was their turn, when it was their time for their family, for their clan, for their tribe to move, and then that they would cross over in an organized fashion so that God could do what He wanted to do. It will be our responsibility as a church family now in these next 20 years to follow God's orders, to obey Him, and to see God then go before us in an organized way. And we must not allow disunity to disrupt that among the people of God. We must be clear to hear the voice of God, to obey the Word of God clearly and sincerely, so that God can then accomplish everything that He wants to accomplish. Fourthly, there is no place for faithlessness in the work of God. It is that which we have believed God thus far, but we must believe God now in these next days that will be before us. In verse 5, Joshua said unto the people, "Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." God was then promising through His servant that He was going to do things beyond what they could even imagine. He was going to go before them and open the doors. He was going to bring that promised land after 40 years. God was going to fulfill His promise. And God was going to do what only He could do. And no doubt, God has brought us as a church family to that essence of faith also. As these 20 years, this church family has walked by faith and see God direct and preserve and God work in great ways. We heard those testimonies this morning during the Sunday school hour. And God's not done. But we must continue to walk by faith and not by sight, so that God can accomplish everything that He wants to accomplish in you, the people of God, called Continental Baptist Church. God seeks to work in us. So as God did then only what He could do for them, they trusted in the Lord. We must continue to walk by faith, believe God, accept God, and honor the Lord in every way. And the Bible says in verse 17 of this passage that the priests that bear the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan. And all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. God then did the miraculous, the incredible, the impossible. He did what only He could do. And He ushered them by the hand of God right into the promised land, where now He was going to work in incredible ways. And I just suspect that God, because His hand has been upon us as a congregation, because we have sensed and seen the power of God and the leading of God, that now He is preparing to do great things. And so, church congregation, I say unto you today, you have not passed this way heretofore. God is not done, but beginning to do what He did in Israel by giving them that promised land. And even to this day, we are seeing the miracle of God in that land, through His hand upon them in miraculous ways. And I suspect that we can take it to the bank that God is going to do the same thing for us in these next 20 years. Let's pray. Father, as we come unto Thee, we ask, O Lord, that Thy name would be praised, that Christ would be exalted and glorified in this congregation all the days of our existence until the trumpet sounds.